Beautiful day when we gather here in our common house of faith to celebrate in Thanksgiving, because that's what we do every Sunday. The liturgy of the Mass is a prayer of thanksgiving. When we listen to the Word of God, when we meditate on that Word, and then we share the bread from heaven, Jesus' body and blood, and we pray for our needs, the needs of the church, the needs of all those who, you know, are close or dear to us, whether near or far away. And all of this we call the Eucharist. The Eucharist. A word that comes from, there's its root in Greek, which means thanksgiving. That's what we celebrate. That's why the liturgy is a great prayer of thanksgiving. And we heard in today's gospel Jesus talking about the shepherd, the sheep that listens to the voice of the shepherd. Perhaps those things are not so close to us, because I don't know how many of us, you know, have seen a sheep or pet. You know, sometimes you go to a pet zoo and that's where you see. And so we don't know much. But even if we have seen here, it is kind of different in Jesus' place and in Jesus' time. Even though, even today, when you go through Israel and the Middle East, you find the Bedouins, the people living in the desert, they still have the sheep, and the shepherd goes ahead, and the sheep will follow him because it's a dry land. And the shepherd knows where there is the water, where there is, you know, grass, so the sheep could feed. And they will know the voice of their shepherd. In Jesus' time, it would happen that at evening, they would all bring their sheep, each shepherd with the number of sheep that they had entrusted to them. But in the evening, they would all usually come to a common place. And they would, you know, maybe have their sheep, and for each one to stand guard against some animals or robbers. And then in the morning, each shepherd would start calling, and with their voices, each sheep would know whom to follow, because they trusted. You know, in our idea, we say they recognize the voice. And that's what Jesus is using, because people understood that. He's using that language to teach the importance of listening to the right words. I honestly have no clue what Jesus would say today for our world, for us, because we live in a time there is so much, you know, communication, so much going on, that I don't know what he would use, which example, because we are always, so we say, connected. There are just too many frequencies, too many voices. It's like turning, you know, the radio, the dial in a radio, that you cannot find a spot basically without some radio station, some noise, some voice. And that's our world today. How can we then hear or listen to the voice of the shepherd? It's very difficult. So I believe the Word of God today is calling us to perhaps to unplug a little. So how can I be in a world that's not connected? Even unplug is not a word that, because we are all on the clouds now, so there's no wiring anymore to unplug. But anyway, not long ago there was a Sunday of retreat. That's what we call a recollection, a day when many youth, they gathered and they would spend the day together, different, in a church. So it was a different day, a day of retreat, when they would pray and doing so much. And the first thing in the morning that happens, it was, well, for some it was really, really something unthinkable. They ask for each one's cell phone. Wow, almost a revolution. Half of the people want to go home right away. How can I survive a day without my phone? It's a matter of survival for some. But then, how can you be connected at so many places at the same time? I believe the Word of God is calling us to perhaps take some time. If each one of us could take like 10 minutes a day to unplug, to just sit quietly. If we can, you know, go to a church, nice. We enter, we sit down for 10 minutes. If we cannot go to a church, can be, I don't know, anywhere that we find that could be peaceful, that could be quiet, a park, a place in our home, I don't know, a place that 10 minutes, I believe, if you're not used to that, the first 10 minutes will be like 10 hours, because you'll be like, wow, I think it's gone. We still have 8 minutes to go. You know, it'll be like that. But then you realize that we need that time. We need that moment. And because you could say, how can we listen to God's voice? It is not as clear as we would like it to be. It is not as direct, that will come like a text. You know, because most people use the phones more for texting than talking. No, it won't come that clear. You know, it is mixed, which the so much noise that is around us, and we have to sort what is just noise, what is junk, what is God's words. So that is something important that we should train, discipline ourselves, and we realize that if we start that, sometimes it will go like 15 minutes. And we will say, wow, it was so fast. It looked like just a minute. Because we will learn how to pray also in silence. And today, for the kids, it is an important day. Many of them are receiving communion after coming to class, after the sacrifice, their Sunday. You know, most of them perhaps would be here on Sundays or weekdays to come and have some time, different time in learning about our faith, about God, most of all, about knowing that we need something strong for us to keep us standing in our faith. And that thing strong is Jesus Himself, that He will be given to us as our food. The bread of angels, the food from heaven that we need to continue our journey of faith. That every time we come to the celebration of the Eucharist, they will be able to fully participate because they know that what they are coming to receive. And when they come before either the priest, the deacon, the extraordinary minister of Holy Communion, they will come and will say the body of Christ, and they will say amen. Which means, yes, I do believe, you know. I do believe that is the Lord, the good Lord, the good shepherd, or as we heard in today's gospel, the gate, the door that we need to enter, to come closer to God's presence. May we all hear that voice. May we all follow the direction that voice is calling us to go. May we all enter and be part of that fold. We can't follow the shepherd by ourselves. The voice will always lead us to the flock. Never alone. So that's the beauty when Jesus says, we are called to live our faith in a community, which we call a church. And that's why we are here all together to join and celebrate and thank the Lord. May He open our ears, our heart, to listen, to follow, and then go out and transform the world. As Jesus, as Pope Francis, rather, recently, 2 weeks ago, said, if you're familiar with TED Talk, you know, there's Pope Francis gave a TED Talk recently, 2 weeks ago, and he invited, a beautiful talk, if you haven't, just go and you find that. And he said, let us start a revolution, the revolution of tenderness. That's what our world needs. And we are to be take part of that, to start that revolution of tenderness. But that can only happen if we listen to the Good Shepherd, and if we enter through that door that is Jesus Himself calling each one of us.